I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is up, guys? Happy weekend. Happy Friday. It is T. Kyle here, and I am back with another weekend chat. I hope you guys are doing well today. And as always, I am here with my Dunkin' Donuts large unsponsored coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. I got another sip, peel, and win sticker. Let's see. Iced tea. Disgusting. Anyway, before I jump into this week, I almost forgot. What am I shaking my tits to this week? This has been a throwback week for me. We're gonna go way back. I don't know. Some of you may not have even been born when this song came out. I have been listening to a little song by a little artist named Britney Spears. I Will Be There from the Baby One More Time album. It's just been giving me life. And also the song, it's like, when you're feeling alone, baby, let me know and I will be there. And she just like is belting out. I don't know. It's just really been touching like a moment with me this week. Also, it's like vocal knee and she's singing and it's just like, it's like my guardian angel song, I kind of feel like. And so I've been listening to that. And also, fast forward, We Found Love by Rihanna. Because for some reason, whenever that song starts, and then it's like, what it takes to come alive. You know, like, I just feel, like, I literally do that. What I just did, I'm like, it's like my tits just, like, shake. And then they rise, and then they're out. You know what I'm saying? So those two songs have been getting me through this week. That is my, yep. So in today's weekend chat, I have a bunch of things we're going to talk about. Kind of a really random selection of things, actually. I'm going to talk about some exciting news about a potential project that I'm working on with Trisha Paytas. Some other stuff, and then we're going to end on like more personal stuff. So I think that's the new format I'm really liking, is starting off with more, you know, pop culture-y relevant topics, and then finishing off the weekend chat with like a personal note or just something, you know, whatever. For those of you who managed to stick through the entire video and actually care, then, you know, that stuff will be at the end for you guys to chat with me about. So first up, in exciting news, and speaking of Trisha Paytas, actually, I'm literally sitting next to a plate of hash browns from Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts ASMR. You guys, should I do that? I honestly would. I really should do it. That should be my video that I do to get more subscribers, is like Dunkin' Donuts ASMR. Not sponsored, Dunkin' Donuts ASMR. On a day where I feel like eating like a cow, and I'll just get all their new stuff, and I'll just do a Dunkin' Donuts ASMR mukbang. Mmm. The hash browns are so good. So, mukbang Trisha Paytas. So, the other day, Trisha put out a video, and she shouts me out in the video. Not just once, but like numerous times.
I brought up Britney in my last show, and there's so many Britney stans out there because I do emulate Britney. I'm talking to you, T. Kyle Mack. Like, he put a whole, maybe he can make it. T. Kyle Mack, maybe you can make a little montage for my show. I kind of wanted like a Britney montage, and T. Kyle Mack did this sort of he did it great in a video, but I want to do more. Every time I like reference Britney Spears, he like really caught it in my music videos, just, or even when I talk about Britney Spears, like Britney Spears. I don't know, even if someone's like a really good editor, I know T. Kyle Mack, I know you're busy, but if someone's like a really good editor, maybe we could do that. I don't know, I have so many ideas.
And she talks about how she has this idea for a montage for her live show of like her and Britney stuff, And I'm like, hello, I will totally do it. So I messaged her on Twitter and I said, or I tweeted at her and I said, I will 1,000% do this. And she DM'd me and she was like, do you really want to do it? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes, are you kidding? Like, that is my dream job. Like, I've always wanted to do live, like, performance, concert, graphics, like, experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always loved tour interludes, tour intros, you know, the videos that you see when, like, your fave is changing costumes or, you know, whatever, like, with the remixes and the, like, Britney does a lot of them throughout the years. She's had, like, really epic ones. Who else has really epic? Madonna has really epic ones. There's, like, literally a company that I follow their work. They did the Spice Girls reunion tour. They did Back to Basics. They did the stripped Christina Aguilera DVD. They did the Confessions tour. They did the Circus tour, which should have gotten a DVD. But, like, you can tell, I just, you know, a little bit excited by the thought of doing, you know, like, a live experience, you know, edit. So, I mean, I think it's happening. We haven't, like, sorted through the details yet, but she knows that I want to do it, and I will 1,000% do it. And it would be, you know, for the end of October, so it's a little bit of a tight deadline, but I feel like I have ideas in my head already. So that could be really exciting. And, like, you know, since I will never be able to work for Britney because she's not touring anymore, like, this is the next step, right? So I'm excited. I really hope it works out. The seed has been planted. So now it's just, I mean, obviously she's busy. So I'm sure when the time comes, she'll hit me up again and we'll sort details out. But that's really exciting. And I don't know. I just feel like it could be really cool. I've done some stuff, obviously, with, like, other YouTube people. And I don't know. I feel like, and maybe this is going too personal because I wanted to say this for the end, but I do kind of feel like, actually, no, this makes sense for right here. I feel like I'm really good at making stuff for other people. And it's not that, like, I can make stuff for myself too. Like, obviously I have this weekend chat series, which makes perfect sense for me. But I also feel like I'm just really good at creating for other people and seeing other people's brands and, like, coming up with stuff that works for them. Like, I've pitched ideas to a couple YouTubers that they've actually done and that is live on their channel, and I look at it and I'm like, I concepted that for you. Or, like, I did that logo or I did that graphic for your series. So I don't know. I just feel like it's a step in the right direction of, like, where I think I want to go. Obviously I have aspirations for myself, but I do really think I would be such a good, like, brand in, I don't know, what's the title, creative director? Because you guys know, I always have so many ideas that I can just never get to. I mean, you guys know, it's like my biggest strength and my biggest weakness are literally I just have so many ideas all the time. Like, I hear a song or I go somewhere in the city, I go for a walk and I get an idea. And then it can be huge or it can be a really small idea. And there's only 24 hours in a day, you know what I mean? Or my priorities just have to, you know, don't align with certain projects. So that is, like, one of my biggest curses, is that I just have so many ideas. But I think it'd be cool to be a creative director with people under me that could execute ideas. So I could just come up with the stuff and concept and be like, okay, this is cool. This works for you. Let's get an illustrator. Let's get an editor. Let's get a music editor, like, and make it come to life versus just being, like, the only, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm working on something right now and I'm literally bought all the equipment, set up all the equipment, like, spent hours watching tutorials to learn how to use all the equipment, edit, film, record, like, concept, art, like, it's all me. I'm very excited about it, though. But yeah, I think it would be a really cool job for me. Yeah, but anyway, that's that. That's the one thing that's really exciting that happened. Happened yesterday, so it was just a nice like boost because I really had a pretty crappy week. And I was pretty upset all week, and I was just kind of getting through the motions, and I think I did a pretty good job of it. I just got over, like, my voice, I had lost my voice, and I had some kind of, like, phlegmy stuff, and some personal things that happened, which I'm not going to get into on here. I know I've talked about, like, really personal stuff on here before, but this week, I just don't want to get into things. It's sad things that I wrote about it on my Tumblr, and that's where it's going to stay. I'm not going to talk about it on here. So if you follow me on Tumblr, my personal Tumblr, tkyle.tumblr.com, it's there. If you care to know, that's really, I don't know why. I feel like this, whenever I get sad or I feel like crawling into a hole and just like not dealing with the world, I get very quiet, extremely quiet. That's how you can tell that something's up with me is I get dead quiet, and I kind of lose, like, I kind of go numb. So when people, if you talk to me, I am not very animated when I talk to you. I just kind of am like, I listen. I take everything in, but I have a hard time kind of coming up with, you know, it's almost like I just feel like a sponge, and I get very quiet. And I just like going on Tumblr when I'm sad. I don't know why. It's like this weird thing where I'm like, I feel like it's a safe, maybe it's like a habit that I used to have. Like Tumblr was, you know, when my Tumblr took off and I really started using Tumblr, was a really dark moment. Numerous years ago, like 8-something-odd years ago. I have to cough. 1 second. Be right back. Ooh. Okay, so anyway, that spiraled off. That literally was basically most of the personal stuff that I wanted to tell you guys today. So yeah, new project possibly with Trisha Paytas. I'm very excited about it. And speaking of new projects, this episode may actually be the first Weekend Chat that goes up live as a podcast. I am going to try it. You know, figured out the key art and like what I want to title everything and how I want to label it, because it's like a whole process, you guys. Like, I now understand why, you know, shows and everything that have podcasts, it's like a dedicated person, because it really is, you know, there's a lot of tedious stuff to it. So like, obviously I would save this as an MP3, but then you have to like, you know, write everything out and title, subtitle, cover art, come up with a description, and then publish it, and I've never done that before, so this may go up as a podcast, and I may start doing it. The reason why I've been holding off is because I do have to pay to do this, so it is just an out-of-pocket expense that I wasn't sure, you know, like, it's not a lot, it's only, like, I think, like, $12 or $15 a month, which, you know, adds up. It's, like, over $100 a year. Which, you know, I can budget for it. You know, obviously, like, I'm good with my money. I can plan accordingly, but, yeah, I just kind of, I wasn't, like, dying to do it because I'm not getting a return back, and not that I care, but, because, like, I've done tons of stuff where, you know, obviously, I haven't gotten money for anything on social media in, like, forever. I think I've made like $4 on YouTube here in the past quarter or something like that from ads, which I won't even get paid out because you need to hit like $100 or something to get a check. I don't know. So yeah, it just hasn't been a priority. And I also just dropped like almost close to $1,000 on new equipment for something else in the past 3-4 weeks. So there's that. Which is a lot, and worth it, though. I believe it will be worth it. I believe it will be very worth it, actually. What else? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for this. This may be a podcast, and if it does become a podcast, I will, depending on how easy it is, I will update you guys next week on that, and then it will just be a link below, and if you guys want, you can you'd be able to start listening to it there instead of here, which I would obviously lose viewers, but like, I don't know, transition period. So there's that. And then I'm trying not to look at my notes because I'm trying to like remember and just not pause and get better about free flowing conversation and not editing myself in my head while I'm talking. I was having this conversation with one of my like really close friends and I was telling him, I'm like, I feel so frustrated sometimes when I'm doing things because I'm not just sitting here and recording this and then sending it to an editor like most YouTubers do, which that's not a read. I'm just, you know, keep it, that's what happens. I record this and then I pull it into my computer and I edit it and I upload it and I title it and I make a thumbnail for it. You know, it's all like a one-man show. And another one of my big flaws is that while I'm creating something, whether it's a video or even with my gaming series that I did a while ago, I always am like self-editing while I'm creating. So I can watch something and see where I'm gonna edit it, which is also a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse. Like when I went to the New York Housewives reunion, I was watching it and I was enjoying it as entertainment for what I was getting, but then I was also being like, that camera length, like I was watching all six camera, because everything's on a it's like this big room with all these monitors, so you see every housewife, and I'd be like watching it, and I'd be like, okay, that is like a good reaction to that, or like, there was one point which you guys saw with like Ramona, the eyes, where they're like, one's this way, and like one's that way, and I remember seeing it, and then the producer also caught it and was like, oh, camera two, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. So I kind of think that way too, which is a blessing. And it's also a curse because I'm on the camera or I'm recording or I'm talking. And then I'm also thinking in my head like, oh, you just said a word wrong, or, oh, you just like this. Or I'm like, oh, I just choked up and I didn't say a straight sentence. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get better about free flow, conversation, improv, let it flow, not self-edit. I just think it's a good habit to get into. So yeah, there's that. And then what else? Oh, I wrote, I wanted to reply to someone who made a comment about my skin on my last video. They said that my skin has been looking a lot better since I got back from my trip, and I looked back on my footage, and I do agree. I mean, I look in the viewfinder right now, which is kind of small, but I do feel like my skin tone has gotten a lot better in the past few weeks, and I don't really look that red. I mean, maybe I do, and I'm just whatever, but I will say I do think my skin has gotten better, and I have tried a new product, and I'll show you guys. This is not sponsored, the house, girl, because I got this in Portland, and then when I got back, everyone was like, oh, your skin, like, looks so much better, blah, 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 and I was like, oh, well, have I been doing anything different? And then I was like, wait a minute, I have. I got this shit in Portland, and it's, because in Portland, there's a lot of local stuff, and there was this one store, and it was all, it kind of reminded me of, have you guys ever been to, like, Westerly Natural Market or, not Trader Joe's, but, like, you know, like, a local, everything's organic, kind of, like, uppity, whatever. But this one was a very local, cute, small, like, they had a little food truck in the back, and then they had tons of products, so, like, house products, food, blah, blah, blah. And I found this. It's aloe, because I was nervous that I was going to get sunburned. In a 99.6... percent pure aloe vera gel by Emilia Safe Harbor Natural Sun Care, and it's literally just aloe juice, sodium benzoate, and potassium sorbate, which I think those two are preservatives so that it doesn't go whatever. But yeah, it's made in the US and it's certified organic, and it was in this like shop. And this sprays like a mist, which is why I loved it, because I have gotten other aloe sprays and they just are like clumps that are like, you know, we don't like a, we don't like clumps squirting in the face, girl. Nope, not me. Mm-mm, nope. So this one is a nice mist. See? Oh, actually, you probably can't even see that, honestly, because I don't even think it showed up on camera. Oh, there we go. See that little faint ASMR? It's so, like, misty. And so I just get out of the shower and I go, and it's a nice, even, comfortable, light mist. And I don't know, I really feel like it just kind of helped with my redness, because you guys know I get really fucking red. As some have pointed out to me, I know, girl, I know. It's because I'm white as, like, do you see my arms? Like, hello. Very white. So, yeah, I've just been using this, which I need to look this up now that I think about it, because I got this at a local store in Portland, and I'm curious if they are on Amazon or anything. And if they are, I am going to buy it, more of it, because it's the first aloe that is sprayed like a mist that I've ever found. Amelia, oh my God, loves it. It is on Amazon for $10. Perfect. In stock. Not on Prime, but that's fine. Oh my God, yes. Thank you, God. Okay, so there's that. Anyway, so that's the response to, I forget who it was that wrote the comment. I think it was a couple people. Lastly, just a little quick note. This morning, Paul Manafort pled guilty and is cooperating in the special counsel investigation. Girl, if you are following along with this, like I am actively, you probably know that this means things are about to get very interesting, because the rats are scurrying and flipping and they are eating each other alive. We now have probably, I want to say, the two most, like, senior-ish officials, not senior, like, there's the big players in this whole situation, right? And two of them have now pled guilty, and it's just, it's about to get really interesting, you guys. So if you are following along with this, let me know, because I really want to do a video, and I've said before on here, I want to do this video about my theories about, like, this whole thing. I think it is, like, one of the biggest scam. I think it will go down in history if we make it another 10 fucking years, given how Mother Nature and this weather has been. But this will go down in history as the biggest scandal of all time, and it is crazy. And I have a theory about it that I've developed over the past 2.5 years. But yeah, let me know in the comments below if you follow this, and just leave me a little popcorn emoji if you're invested in this. Leave a little popcorn emoji, because I'm very curious who else is out there. Because I am very into it, but I'm very quiet about it. I don't really engage on social media with it. I am in some secret groups where I get all my information from. And girl, yeah, that's that. So little popcorn emoji if you are into it. And then lastly, we're going to talk about something that is actually, this is perfect today, this iced coffee. You know, sometimes in life, when something is just, like, perfect, I just want to take a second today to appreciate how good this iced coffee is, because some days it's not that good, and some days it's, like, tolerable, but today, this iced coffee tastes perfect. And so I'm going to enjoy that. Also, whoever cooked these hash browns, they are perfectly crisp, and they're not soggy. So, the little things, you guys. Lastly, so I said at the end of my videos, I would be sharing, like, more personal stuff. I feel like I just like that format better, because I know that there are, like, more pressing things. Like, you know, sometimes people just want to hear, you know, my opinion on, like, a song or a music video or whatever, and that's cool. And, I thought getting that stuff in the beginning, and then for those of you who do, like, love watching my videos and stick around to the end, I just think maybe it's better for me to do the personal stuff at the end. Because I've found myself, I don't know, I was kind of going through this moment of like, not like, I don't want to say I was like whining, but I felt like I was stuck and I was trying to pull myself out of it. And I feel like I got myself out of it a little bit. But I will say one of the things this week that this came from one of my coworkers, and we were chatting, I was like letting her know, I'm like, you know, I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm just kind of going through the motions, and there was like some, obviously some personal things that were like really weighing on me this week. And she told me this thing. She was like, what, have you ever tried doing mantras? And I'm like, no, what's that? And she had said that it's basically you come up with a mantra that means something to you and you repeat it to yourself, you write it down, you put it somewhere in your apartment or, you know, on your phone, and you just remind yourself of it and repeat it to yourself over and over again. And it can help, you know, snap you out of a funk or snap you out of a mood. And so I tried it this week, the past couple days, and I found it really helpful. And the one I was repeating to myself was, I am resilient, because I have felt like through all the ups and downs, the weight gain, the weight loss, the head injuries, this medical problem, that medical problem, this stress, no sleep, another club, another club, another club. That's a meme. Have you guys seen that one? No sleep. Another club, bus. No, someone out there will have seen it. I feel like I've been pretty resilient through all of it. And even though I've been a disaster at times, I've also like kept going. And so I kept saying to myself, like, you're resilient, just get through it. And then I was walking on, where was I? I was walking somewhere. I saw something, and it was, like, some kind of, like, a moon or, like, I forget. And it was, like, some kind of sign. I forget where it was. And it just made me think. I was, like, oh, I should check my horoscope. Just randomly. It was, like, oh, let me go on and check my horoscope. And the first thing it said was, resilience is an elastic experience. Right now, you're able to bend without breaking. And I was, like, how ironic. I've been saying to myself the past 3 days, you are resilient. Get through another day, wake up tomorrow, try again, you got this, you are resilient, and then that. So I don't know. I just thought it was cool, and I just wanted to share it. And I don't really know if that had a point, but like, I guess I wanted to share it because I feel like sometimes it's hard for people to like see the light or see the other side of the, you know, if you get into a hole, it can be really hard to pull yourself out. And so I just kept telling myself this, even though I was like upset the other morning. I was just like, today is a new day, the time will go on, just get through it, tomorrow is a new day, this is a new weekend, it's a new month in a couple weeks. Like, I just was telling myself, like, you can get through this, it will get better. And I don't know, I found it really helpful. So I just want to share that, I guess. I don't know. Was that stupid? That was probably stupid. I don't know. Oh, well. But that really sums up this week, honestly. 28 minutes. Oh, I'm perfectly right on time. Yeah, so that's really it for this weekend. And if I get this up on Apple Podcasts, you will see this on Apple Podcasts. And then next week would be on Apple Podcasts, too. I'm nervous. I'm nervous, but I'm excited to try it, and I'm excited to learn something new. And that pretty much sums up. Yeah. That sums up this week, and I just want to say thank you guys for sticking around and hanging with me and chatting in the comments below. And yeah, I will, if there is a podcast, if this works, if I get it up, it will go, I'll leave a comment below with a link where you can subscribe. That sounds so weird. I'm like, I'm excited. I'm giddy a little bit, I think. I'm nervous, but I'm like excited. I don't know. If it works, there will be a comment below on YouTube from me that maybe I'll pin to the top of the page and you can click through and subscribe on podcasts. And I will see you guys next week with a new weekend chat. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye, guys.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.